Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Can I just say vice president?
You can. Welcome to the Buzz 24.
Working on social studies.
Welcome to the 24/7, everybody. Brought to you today by our friends at the New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. So Laura was just explaining social studies questions to one of her kids who are remote learning.
And we need to know how our vice president is paving the way for women.
Yeah.
And I can't say Kamala or Kamala.
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 Kamala. Just Vice President Harris.
The more you talk, Laura, the more you talk about, or the more you struggle with pronouncing it, the worse it's going to get.
It is, and it's horrible because I'm just trying to walk him through this, and right. I can't even say her name.
Yeah. You want to do Kamala, but you end up thinking of the sentence in a period or a comma. Kamala.
You know what I think
Kamala
of?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, now, look, I'm not making fun of the vice president-elect. I'm just simply saying I use comma, chameleon. That's how I think of that in my head, the Culture Club song, and it gives me the way to say it, Kamala. That's how you pronounce her name. Comma. That's how I know it's a weird thing. If I can't say Kamala, I just say comma, and then it gives me the Kamala.
The
emphasis is on the first syllable.
I'll teach you that in our next lesson.
Well, I know it's stupid, but it's that's how I remember.
It might help me.
There was some sort of controversy. She just got she's on the cover of Vogue magazine, and I guess the picture that they used was a much more casual one than she had agreed. When you agree to do a cover for a magazine, they'll normally go, "This is what we're going to use for the cover." You go, "Okay," and then they use it. Apparently, Vogue used a different one. It wasn't as, vice presidential as she would have hoped.
I like vice presidential.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know. I will say, I saw a picture of her last night, and I thought, she is a very, very attractive lady.
Beautiful.
I will say that. Beautiful woman right there. Kamala. Okay?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
You got to remember... Yes. As of course, to
immigrant
one of
her parents. Her mom is a cancer researcher. Her dad was here from Jamaica.
Okay.
Learning all about her.
No idea. There you go. That's good.
Social
I need a little
studies.
More volume out of you. If you can give us a little bit more volume, can you do that?
Pump it up.
I don't, you know.
That's weird.
Oh, there you are.
According to the email that we got yesterday, we're commie shitbags.
Commie shitbags.
Oh, my.
You know.
That's rough.
He was referencing the fact that I said, anybody who got arrested, anybody who broke into the Capitol and shouldn't have been there should be arrested. That is all I said. That's all I said. And apparently, commie shitbags. I was like, commie. Who's called anybody a commie since the freaking 50s, for God's sake?
It's not in style anymore.
And if you're going to call me a commie shitbag, make sure you understand how you spell the word ridiculous. There's no E in it. There's no E in it, okay?
There is nothing worse than somebody trying to insult you who can't spell a word.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's all. That's
There's nothing better.
Yeah, right.
No, that's actually, you might be right.
Oh, it's your opening. You know, when you get the hate mail, and we don't, trust me, I have friends that do this for a living, especially ones that deal with politics all the time, and they, 80% of the email they get is brutal, absolutely brutal. We don't get that much. You get some, normally, you're going to get some, but man, if you're going to do it, you better make sure you got your English down. I'll tell you that, because it's just an easy, like, rabbit punch to get back at you. You know what I mean? Well, at least I know how to spell the word delicious.
Spell it right. I mean, Melania Trump the other day was issuing a tweet. I don't know if it was a tweet or what.
Right.
You know, denouncing the violence, but also saying some people are taking shots at her, but she misspelled about three or four things. Like,
see, I always wonder when it comes to that, whether or not that person is really doing the tweeting. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know. With the president, he was doing the tweeting. But, I mean, with a lot of celebrities, they got people doing it for him. And God forbid the person screws up because the celebrity or the person they're doing it for has to pay the price.
Listen, there's a red line that pops up underneath your words.
Yeah.
A red line tells you that it's spelt wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, commie shitbag. Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a commie shitbag. How you doing?
I believe I was called a commie shitbag as
Yes, you were.
Right. I fall into that category as
well. Commie shitbags. Yep. That's it's funny to say, you know, I haven't thought about saying a commie shitbag in a long time. But anyway, such is the world we live in, you know. But anyway, welcome. I have to tell you guys, you didn't see it, okay? But Kelly Brown, I just recorded Kelly Brown's run into the creek.
I was so mad. I just ran down the hallway trying to find you guys and figure out when it was going to happen. And he comes running back in through the back door, all soaking wet, carrying buckets. Guy, I didn't even realize that it had happened.
The guy showed up.
I wanted you to do it.
Mark showed up like, bam, like at 8:15. No, I didn't even know.
I thought Special Olympics and Mark, that were using for the penguin pail thing they're doing virtual this year. But you dump a bucket of water over you. I thought it was going to be one of them little buckets you take to the beach where you have a little handle on top.
The plastic pail.
Right.
So Kelly was ready, thinking he was going to put like a 2-quart plastic pail and dump it over his head. And Mark comes rolling in heavy.
It's a 5-gallon bucket, like in a big metal tin.
And this man came Baywatching down the hall. I turned around, I heard the door, and he's slow-mo running, drenched. There's water dripping. His hair looks great for somebody who just had a bucket of water dumped on it. It was amazing.
I'll tell you right now, it was a gay man's dream.
It was a gay girl's dream,
Okay, yeah. I'm going to hold up. And now this video will be available tomorrow morning. We got to hold it till tomorrow morning. But you will be able to see it, okay? But I'm going to show you. I'll hold it up to the screen and you can see
that's the face of pure joy.
Dripping wet Kelly Brown.
Cold.
And guys, there was mud and sticks and all kinds of stuff.
It was creek water, so there's all kinds of things in there.
There was something coming out of his nose. As you can see, it looks like some type of bibbit. You will see the video of Kelly
leaves
tomorrow.
And sticks all over the bathroom right now.
How do you smell right now?
Brackish-y? Ocean water, no, it smells great. No, it's not a yucky...
Because that can smell bad some days.
It smells like fresh ocean water.
I love that Kayla has used the word brackish about 5 times today. I absolutely love that word.
I learned that word, and I was like, I'm going to use this any chance I get.
Great word right there. Great word right there. So, so Kelly did it. He's helping out the Special Olympics. You can also participate by donating or maybe doing the Pail Challenge yourself by going to sonh.org. Okay? So there you go.
The Special Olympians.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, I was thinking about this as I was coming in as to the fact that when I was coming in this morning, I was listening to one of my favorite bands that I kind of, you know how you get on a kick? You get on a kick and you start leaning through everything of one band. I'm currently back on the Ghost of Paul Revere. And out of all of 2020, one of the best things that happened in the year 2020, in a year that sucked for most people, was that they came out with a new record, which is really good. So I am currently back into listening to the Ghost of Paul Revere, and I wanted to ask each of you, what are you listening to right now? Laura J. Boyce, what are you getting into musically?
My favorite murder podcast. I haven't listened to music in a long time. Besides, when I'm dancing on a Saturday night.
Falling under
records are spinning.
Yeah.
Falling under the pinball machine.
Yeah. Yep. When you snap, you're going to snap wicked hard. All of this pent-up murder knowledge and ways to dispose of bodies and just absolutely the craziest shit you've ever heard.
For real.
We'll never know.
You love it. You love it.
I do. It actually relaxes me. Like, I listen to a lot of these podcasts, and I like to hear about true crime.
Yeah.
Because then I know there's horrible people out there, no matter what I do in my little world.
Why is
that
relaxing, though? Why is it relaxing?
I don't know what you get. I don't know what a relaxing you get when people are chopping bodies up and burying them and hiding them. I just don't get it.
Yeah, a mother's looking for a dead kid.
Oh, well, maybe it's things could always be worse.
that's
the mentality.
I don't get
my
it.
My life is a little hunky dory because theirs is really, really crappy.
I don't get it. I don't get it. To me, I don't want to feel better because someone else feels worse. That's a weird mental thing to do. Well, I feel better because my hand didn't get chopped off like that guy's.
Perspective.
How do you do that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's what relaxes me. So I haven't been listening to a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, that's cool. That was the original question.
I have
anyway.
Nothing new. Kelly, but I did find like 35 CDs today.
Mm-hmm.
I popped Robbie Robertson's Storyville back into my car stereo player, and I've been cranking that for a little.
Broken Arrow? That one? That's the one?
No, that was on his first album, I believe.
Okay.
Which was just self-titled.
Showdown of
Big
Sky?
They did a couple. Yeah, they cut their song with you, too.
Great stuff right there. Kay, what are you listening to?
I got my usual Spotify playlist that I sort of rotate through, but we got a new Pretty Reckless album coming out in the beginning of next month. So they've had a new song come out, And So It Goes, 25. I've been listening to some of their old stuff. But it's funny that you mentioned this, because I texted you yesterday.
Yeah.
Pick your favorite band, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want me to pick one right now?
One.
You want me to do this?
Pick one.
All right, let's just say the Beatles. Let's just say the Beatles for whatever reason.
Okay, how many song titles can you name?
Oh my God!
Without looking it up,
well, we'd be here another hour.
I could list. I know a lot, but just asking to list them, would be difficult. Okay, but I could start.
Let's go.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Fixing a Hole, She's Leaving Home, A Day in the Life, A Fool on the Hill, If I Fell, Rock and Roll Music, Roll Over Beethoven, This Boy. Drive My Car, And Your Bird Can Sing, Norwegian Wood, Here, There, and Everywhere, Let It Be, Something, I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Saw Her Standing There,
okay.
Boys, Misery. I could go on and on. I mean, I'm not just stopping because I am having a brain fart. I'm just telling you, I could go on and on.
I think that one's the easiest one
for me,
to do.
For me, it's a lot.
I think for,
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about it the other night. Like, I was listening to some Taylor Swift. How many of these can I name in X amount of time?
Okay, so I don't have the list, so I'm gonna have to take your word on it. But let me see. Taylor Swift songs, go.
Blank Space, Red, 15, and Teardrops on My Guitar, now I'm spacing because I'm confusing artists.
Come on, Shake It Off.
Shake It Off, that's a good one, Kel.
No, I meant just, okay.
Oh, that's also a good one. We also have Reputation, we have Blank Space, we have Bad Blood, we have... now I'm going to lose it because I'm not
Romeo's dead.
I already said that one.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought it might be fun.
Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do. That's a good
when
one.
When she says that, I got to be honest with you. That's a dirty song right there. Look what you made me do. So right there, you just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think 9 or 10.
Yeah,
you did.
And that was pretty quick.
I love that. I love that idea. She sent me a text about it. Like, Kayla has these bit ideas, and you wanted me to call you, but I couldn't call you at the time.
Because when these ideas pop up in my brain, they're fleeting, I need to get them out.
Kelly Brown, pick an artist. I love this idea.
And
this
maybe
is
it's
great.
30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 you know, seconds. 30 How many seconds can you do in 30 seconds? Okay, so hold on, Kelly. Let's try this out. Look, the Buzz 24/7 is a kind of test ground.
I'm not good with this
for the show. You're better than
I'm
you think you are.
I'm not good at this
are.
Stuff.
Pick any artist, Kelly.
All right, Rolling Stones.
All right, Rolling Stones. Okay, 30 seconds. Let's see how many you can do in 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, you're going to start me up?
Yes.
Okay. Start me up.
I was going to say, didn't you start it with start me
See,
up?
See, I'm starting to freeze. Ruby Tuesday, Satisfaction, Miss You, the Devil song there, the Devil thing.
Sympathy for
the... Right. Okay. Sympathy for the Devil. Mm. There's a country couple, Dead Flowers. Scratching the Monkey.
Monkey...
I'm a monkey man.
I'm a monkey man. Yeah. You got five or six in 30 six. In 30 seconds. Man, I could have. I wanted to throw lifelines out to you there. All right, Laura's nervous.
I have no idea. I would have
band.
To go the Beatles.
Okay,
I would have to do the Beatles.
That's fine.
Too.
Pick the Beatles. 30 seconds. Let's see how many you can do. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Hey Jude. Here Comes the Sun. Something, Come Together, Norwegian Wood, Let It Be, Twist and Shout, I Saw Her Standing There, or I Want to Hold Your Hand.
So you don't need any help.
I do, because I hate this. It gets farting in my brain. there's so many. Maxwell Silverhammer. Norwegian Wood.
Ten. There's, you already did that. No, see, I as a music guy, I mean, this is a game that I would love to play. I could play it with Bruce Coburn. I could, you know.
As I say,
I could pick an obscure artist. You know,
Elton John, I might be okay at.
I crush Elton John.
And then I wonder if it's something where, you know, we pick a song for someone and a listener, mm-hmm. and then they have to go back and forth.
Yeah.
And
okay.
see who gets them, who mm-hmm. gets them right. But
okay, can I do Elton John in 30 seconds?
Oh, I wanted to do Elton John.
Okay, well, you just went. You just went. It's my turn. Let me try. Let me play.
You took my guy. You took my guy.
Greg's turn.
Never get to play. All right, 30 seconds. So, right, keep score because I'm going to just start riffing them off.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to start the clock. Go right now.
No, go.
Right here. All right, Daniel, Someone Saved My Life Tonight, The Bitch Is Back, Rocket Man, Honky Cat, Tumbleweed Connection, Hate, Where To Now, St. Peter, Love Song, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, Levon, Tiny Dancer, Madman Across the Water, Take Me to the Pilot, Teacher I Need You, Crocodile Rock, High Flying Bird, Elderberry Wine, Texan Love Song.
I got 17.
21?
I got
17.
All of those are real songs.
Oh, I get 21.
All of those are, I'll take 21. I'll take 17. All of those are real songs,
I got
songs,
a kid
though.
On my back.
You know why? And I'll tell you why this is, it's easier for me. Because I grew up with albums, and I would listen to the entire album. So when I think of a song, Daniel, I then go, next song on the record. Boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom. And I've got that sort of weird thing going on where, unfortunately, that's my only talent.
It works out for the job in my life.
Fits your job. I chose the right thing. I think that's a good idea. We got to come up with a name for that, where it's just one song after another, same artist, and you could pick your favorite artist. You know what kills me about doing this though, is when we do it, we ain't cheating.
That's exactly what my problem was last night when I was. Yeah.
They're
going
to be able to.
We ain't cheating. You got people at home, and let me tell you something. Let me just as a guy that hosts a radio show that we worked with a lot of people on the line, I know when you're cheating. Mm-hmm. I know, and it kills me.
Maybe they give you like three of their favorite bands, and we are the ones that pick the one that you're gonna have.
Well, you still, Kelly, as somebody sitting there, they could easily be. Blah, blah, blah. No, not all. Some people actually try to do it. The fun of doing it is not cheating.
Right.
Right. That's the fun of doing it. I don't care. Who cares if you win or lose? You know.
Most of the time, y'all get it something anyway.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right. But I love that kind of stuff. I love this game. You know. God, now I want to play. I want to play with someone. And I want to go. Pick another artist. Let's do it.
Selena Gomez, Greg, go.
Okay. Baby, I Love Your Way.
No.
I love you. I love the way you smell.
No.
You love the way you taste.
Rimshot.
No. Huh?
Rimshot.
Rimshot, probably a great song. Cell Go did. Nipples. huh? Nipples on Fire. That's a good
fire,
one.
Yeah.
Love that one. I love the nightlife.
If you get one, I'll be impressed.
I love to boogie. Justin Bieber sucks.
Oh.
That's probably one. I hate Justin. Justin die. Die,
no,
Justin
no,
die.
No.
Well, she's not with him anymore, right?
Right.
All right. I can't do that.
Not a good example.
I can't do that. Kay, let me throw one at you then, since you're so good at throwing one at me.
Yeah,
okay?
This is gonna be ugly.
You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go with, I'll go with someone simple. Let's do Fleetwood Mac. Go.
Go Your Own Way. You should go your own way. 17, or is that Stevie Nicks?
That's Stevie Nicks.
Doesn't that sort of count?
Nope.
You should go your own way. I got more than you and Selena.
You got one. You did.
I beat you and
so
Selena
far,
you did.
So you throw it in the towel.
Yeah,
you
I don't know.
Dreams. Here you go again. Come on.
No.
Okay. All right. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Yeah. That's weird. All right. See, now I'm pissed because I want to play.
Why are you mad? Don't be mad.
No. I really want to play.
Van Halen.
I want to go at it. Van Halen? Okay, ready? Ain't Talking About Love. Panama. Hot for Teacher. Jump. I'll Wait. Jamie's Crying. Pound Cake. Top of the World. Right Now. Dance the Night Away, Feel Your Love Tonight, Atomic Punk, Unchained, Dancing in the Street. They did that remake. No, that wasn't it. That was wrong. That wasn't Dancing in the Street. It was Dancing That Away. I already did that one. How much was that?
13.
13. I 13. Think Laura got 21.
Okay.
Though.
All right. Laura got 21.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I get distracted.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's fun, man. I love it. I love it. That's cool. All right. Now I'm excited. We got a new game. Just have to think of a name of it. Okay?
Yeah.
Think of a name of it. Not bad.
How many?
I had a little
Kayla
game.
Quick Songs. Something like that, maybe. I don't know.
Good title, Kelly. Kayla Quick Songs. Kayla rolls right off the tongue. Rolls right
Kayla
off the
Quickie.
Tongue.
Kayla Quickie.
Kayla Quickie.
Kayla's Quickies.
Yeah.
Loves,
yeah,
Kayla's she
quickies.
Loved the Quickie.
Sometimes.
I do have a game. I do have a game for you that is different than what we just played. This is what I had in mind. We got time, right? What time is it? We could do this for a couple seconds. Fart around. Yeah, we'll knock this out real quick. It's a Florida man game. You know how much we love Florida men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about Florida. My brother-in-law just moved to Florida, and I'm like, why in the name of F would you want to move there?
Well, you know, it's warmer in the winter.
I get it. But everybody down there just seems to be, it's like wacko city, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But let's play. Intro.
Florida man,
it's a Florida man.
There's something in the water, the air or sand that makes you do all that crazy crap. It's like the state is one big dumbass trap. Nowhere,
swear to God, man,
else are you gonna find him? They're so used to it, they don't mind.
If I hear a story,
hooray for Florida man.
If I hear a story where man eats other man's face, in my head, I know it's Florida, you know? Man beats other man to death with bologna. It's Florida.
Then eats his face.
And then eats his face.
With the bologna.
Kelly, yeah. I'm going to start with you. I'm going to go around the horn real quick here. Is a headline. It's called Yay or Nay is what we're going to call this. Florida man headline, Yay or Nay. All right? Kelly Brown.
Nay.
Notorious Florida squirrel breeder goes nuts after vet neuters his biggest stud.
Yes.
Yay or Nay.
Fact.
You're conditioned for them to be stupid stories, everything's believable. Laura, you ready?
I'm ready.
Slice of pizza convinced a Florida man to end police standoff.
I mean, depends on where the pizza's from. I'm going to say yes. Yay.
A Gulf Breeze man who allegedly harassed his family using Coldplay lyrics.
I like Coldplay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
And threats of violence from his Nazi prison associates was convinced to end his standoff with a slice of pizza. It's probably some good pizza right there. Kayla, are you ready?
I am.
All right, next one. Florida headline, yay or nay. Top Florida drug dog goes to rehab after obvious cocaine addiction.
Oh, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with yay.
No.
Too much of it.
No, they wasn't. Thank God. That
they better protect those
even
animals.
Felt bad about that. Kelly Brown. Florida man draped in shower curtain with a towel, turban, and white face cream makes death threats against the president.
Yes.
Yeah, right. You know it. I think it was the face cream that put him over the edge. Man was making a Facebook Live video to express his anger for the killing of Iranian general during a drone strike in Iraq. So you got to look good, and you got to get the moisturizer on the face when you're doing that.
That's what Kelly says.
Laura, you ready?
I am.
I'm ready.
Yay or nay, Florida man urinates, defecates, and vomits simultaneously during a DUI stop on the railroad tracks.
I'm going to say yay.
It sounds like it would be, but it's not.
Phew.
Sounds like it would be, but it's not. Kayla.
Yes.
Man pulls a gun and threatens to kill another shopper for wearing a surgical mask at Walmart.
I mean, yay.
Yeah. Right?
Also. I'm threatening to kill
Royal him. Palm Beach. They all have such nice names, and yet they all house the most screwed up people in the United States of America. When you're getting more press than Mississippi... You're doing something. It was apparent confrontation over the facial mask wearing. Kelly Brown, 87-year-old Florida man sets world record for fastest time recorded in a wheelchair at 33 miles an hour.
All right, I'll say yes.
No, that's a good news story right there. I think all of yours have been nays so far.
No, the second one I was right.
Laura, suicide attack iguana puts Florida man in the hospital.
Nay.
No, it's yay.
One of those frozen ones.
You just gave me a good one.
62-year-old marathon man required stitches to the head after an iguana ran in the front of his bicycle and caused him to crash. A suicide attack iguana. Last one. You ready, Kay?
I am.
Florida man arrested after dropping pants and bending over bare bottom during a COVID swab test.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say no just because I hate the imagery.
Well, you're right. The answer is no, so you are actually right. Right there. So not bad. Not bad. Florida man, yay or nay? What we could call that. Thank you very much. Thank you. You guys are a great audience. I love it. Leno, please sit down.
God's sake.
It's free over here. All right. Well, anyway. All right. Not bad for some commie shit bags. Anyway. all right. What are you doing today, Kelly? What's going on? Anything?
I'm going for a power walk, hopefully with my daughter.
Nice job on the Special Olympics. You'll be able to see that video we talked about a little earlier tomorrow. We'll have that on the Buzz Facebook page for you. Laura, you have a, I don't know if you knew it, but you have a some type of, I don't want to say parasite, but something that, what do they call it that attaches it to a
leech?
No, no, no.
No.
Oh,
it's something.
It's a
like,
symbiotic
he's always
relationship.
Been,
yeah, right. Something like that.
He's
yeah.
always been my koala bear. That's what I call him because, like, I used to be able to walk around with my arms up and he just be clung to me.
Yeah, he's
I wouldn't even
the
have to hold on to him.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have schooling. He logs on in 4 minutes okay. for a class and right. then maybe skiing later.
Great. Okay. Well, go have fun. Nice job today. Kay, what do you got going on?
I got the house myself. I'm going to watch some TV. Those movies that we talked about earlier got me in the mood to watch something funny. So I'm probably going to do that and take a nap.
Not bad. Not bad.
Isopod. A parasitic isopod.
Is that the ones that cling to the side
oh, no,
of the fish?
No, that's the one that goes inside the fish.
Ah, right. Oh. No, no, not oh. that. All right. Well, regardless, everybody, enjoy the rest of the day, and
too,
we'll see
Gene.
You tomorrow. Nice job, everybody. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.